Well, shit, I'd been our newspaper. News of the day with Nasik and Deal. Netanyahu's password, Assad's playing with fire, turns to a Turkish-backed Nusra war on Aleppo. Government and army, Israeli violations persist, Buri sits presidential elections for January 9. Hadan, the return, the battlefield, the army people resistance triad, and salute to Buri and Makati. The political editor wrote, Northern Syria witnessed intense warfare yesterday morning on the fronts of Idlib and Aleppo's countryside as Jabhat al-Nusra launched an assault on Syrian army positions under heavy Turkish artillery cover. The attack was a direct response to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's inflammatory remarks accusing Syria and its President Bashar al-Assad of playing with fire. Netanyahu's statement came in opposition to Syria's ongoing support of the resistance forces in Lebanon. Hardly had the ceasefire on the Lebanese front taken effect when a full-scale war erupted, spearheaded by Abu Muhammad al-Golani brigades, effectively acting on behalf of Israel's Golani Brigade, which suffered painful defeats during the South Lebanon War. The resistance has always been the symbolic umbilical cord connecting South Lebanon to northern Syria. By yesterday afternoon, the Syrian army mobilized its special forces and armored units, launching a counteroffensive. By nightfall, with the support of Syrian and Russian airstrikes, the army regained several villages and towns seized earlier by Jabhat al-Nusra. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, the popular return of residents to southern villages continued, despite escalating provocations from the occupying army. The Israeli military's erratic and hysterical actions reflected the desperation of its leadership, incapable of selling the narrative of victory or convincing settlers in the north to return to their homes. By contrast, the residents of Lebanon's southern villages returned unprompted, underscoring a quiet defiance. Statements from the Lebanese army and Prime Minister Najib Makati condemned the Israeli violations as clear breaches of the ceasefire agreement, calling on stakeholders to intervene and put an end to these provocations. On the political front, Parliament extended the service of all officers at the rank of Brigadier General and above by 1 year, effectively prolonging the tenure of Army Commander General Joseph Aoun, whose previous extension was set to expire at the end of the year. Additionally, Speaker of Parliament Nabi Buri scheduled a parliamentary session for January 9, 2025, to elect a new president. Buri expressed hope that the intervening period would be used for consultations and dialogue to reach a consensus, ensuring the session's success in electing a president. This announcement preceded Buri's meeting with French envoy Jean-Yves Le Drian, dispelling notions that the session's timing was a result of their discussions. In a wide-ranging leadership meeting, leader of Syrian Social Nationalist Party emphasized the return of Lebanese citizens to their devastated homes, symbolized the victory achieved by the resistance on the battlefield. This reaffirmed the steadfastness of the army people in resistance triad. He praised Speaker Nabih Buri for his adept leadership in securing a ceasefire agreement that thwarted the enemy's objectives while preserving national sovereignty. He also commended Prime Minister Najib Makati for maintaining a unified national stance despite the intensity of war and internal pressures, particularly for addressing the displacement crisis with determination.